love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage.
This 713, of course, marriage many times is smiles and winks and hugs and kisses, and other times it's being annoyed and rolling eyes and asking someone to be quiet. And so how do we intentionally talk nicer to each other in our relationships? Joining us now to talk about it are Joe and Cindy Farini. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Now, I'm sure these will all be hypotheticals. I mean,
yes.
You guys would never annoy each other, oh, right?
Absolutely never.
Yeah.
Okay, I confess that then. I'm lying. Well, you know, we talked a couple of weeks ago about couples talking nasty to each other, and we really wanted to kind of flip that too and really start talking about also how to actually put that into action with how to act kindly to each other. And when I was teaching high school, I had my students do an assignment which really proved to be quite interesting. And what I asked them to do was to take 1 week and to be very outgoing, be very purposeful and intentional about relationships in terms of showing kindness, being nice to people, asking questions of them, and just showing, you know, good manners, that type of thing. And then they were to take another week, and in that week they were to just be quiet and kind of mopey. And not that they were I didn't want them to be nasty to people, but I wanted them to just show little interest and just be sort of a blah personality. And then they had to report back what they found.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we were learning really was how easy it is in any of our conversations, in any of our lives, to kind of just go right to the negative. So, like, if you're gone for the week or something and someone says, oh, you were gone, how was the wedding that you went to? You know, often it's easy to go, oh, it was really good. And then we say, but, and then we say something negative. Or how was vacation? Oh, it was really good, but. So what we really want to do is concentrate here on how do we actually show kindness? Because people respond so much differently to us when we do that. And nice feels nice. So if we're nice to others, hopefully they would want to be nice back to us.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, sometimes it's a choice though, right? I mean, we don't always feel like being nice to our spouse.
Well,
yeah, I would just say that is absolutely right, Brian. I mean, this is a choice that you have to make. And I would just commend this couple. I don't know which one is talking to us here, the wife or the husband, but I commend them for recognizing that there is a problem here. And I mean, that's the number one step in the right direction is recognizing that. And they just need to understand a general rule of conflict resolution, and that is that it requires a loving confrontation and telling the truth, but packaging that truth in love.
Yeah. Yeah, amen. And how has this played itself out in your marriage relationship? Have you been through seasons where it's harder work than others?
Well, I think there's moments, you know, there's going to be moments that we have, you know, either short words with each other or we're not being kind to each other because mm-hmm. we're just aggravated. But I don't think Joe and I have ever let anything like that go on for a long time. And I don't, you know, you mentioned this earlier too, Brian, on the air. You know, it's whether you're with, it's a husband and wife or just, it could be any relationship, a work relationship, it could be anything. And I think it's easy to default to the negative. But what we want to say is like rise above it and begin to start showing kindness to each other. I think kindness often is just shown in good manners, preferring the other person first, asking, you know, what do you prefer? We're having dinner. Do you prefer this or do you prefer this? That sounds rather simple, but how easy it is to just go, I want that over there. And it's even our kids, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we want to make sure that the way that we're acting toward one another is godly and it's correct. And I think some of the things that we can do really is even to start to place within our marriage a couple of rules. For instance, one of the rules might be not nagging each other. And maybe a husband and wife will have to define for each other what does that sound like or what does that look like in their marriage so that they're clear, you know, what that means.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a husband will say, you know, you're always asking me like 100 times to do the same chore or something. Then maybe make a rule and say, okay, instead of asking, write a note. Or how about instead of, you know, not being kind, you know, giving your husband a kiss on the cheek and say, you know, can you take out the garbage today? You know, where we're doing something kind instead of nagging them. So, I mean, this we could go on too with, you know, not snapping at each other. Sometimes we bark orders at each other, and we need to just recognize the tone of our voice, or if it's an action like, you're handing something to them. You know, sometimes you just want to toss it in a way that it shows like I'm aggravated. Mm-hmm. You know, those are the little kinds of things that if we don't nip those in the bud, we are going to not have kindness to each other in our marriage, and then marriage isn't fun at all.
Well, but how do you bring these things up when it happens? Because I can imagine if Joe looked at you and he was like, you know, you're nagging me a lot. I'm sure that wouldn't finish well. Yeah. So how do we bring this up if it's really happening?
Well, I think it's just important that, like Joe said earlier, that we make it a point of discussion. And I think we sit down and we just say, you know what? I think we need to turn a couple of things around here. You know, first of all, we have kids who are watching us, and they're going to learn directly and indirectly from us, and they're going to be married someday. And I guess if you're noticing in your marriage that you're not talking or acting kindly to each other, the question would be, is this what you want your kids to act like when they get married with, you know, to their spouse? So I would just bring it up and not necessarily say, let's talk about these 100 things, but let's just narrow it down to maybe two or three and start there.
Or just pick one even. Yeah. I mean, we all do that. Don't we sit down? I've got a list of 15 things that drive me nuts you've been doing the last day. And that's just recipe for a fight.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. You're setting yourself up for failure, basically. At this
right.
Point.
So Joe, you've done this successfully?
Well, yeah, I think we've been able to work together, of course, on this thing. But there certainly are some daily things you can be doing to avoid conflict. And I think number one is very simply is just begin to make it a discipline to pray with each other. I think that's a very good barometer of your relationship. I mean, it's tough to be in arguments with people if you're praying with them or praying for them. And secondly, I think the other thing is you need to be making sure that you're being filled with the Spirit, you know, being under the control, the empowerment and direction of the Holy Spirit. And clearly, the Holy Spirit's not going to direct you to be a nag or sarcastic toward each other.
Yeah.
But if I can go back to what Cindy's talking about, I you know, the idea of the fact that your children are watching you, I think that in itself would be a great motivator for these parents to just stop going at each other. Because, you know, part of your legacy is the message that you impart to your children. And we need to just be gripped with the importance of understanding that your children are messengers that you send to a time that you're never going to see. So what kind of message are you communicating to them? And one of the things we try to impress upon our conferees and when we speak with them is that, you know, little boys, sons, they learn to be men by watching how dad interacts with mom. And little girls learn to appreciate being a woman someday by watching how dad treats mom. And so our children are watching us, and even if we don't think so, they are. And I would hope that, as I said before, that fact alone will help mom and dad begin treating each other with being a lot nicer without being sarcastic.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, it's 7:21. We're getting close to saying goodbye here. Any closing thoughts for us, Cindy?
Well, I think one of the main things I would close with is that, you know, you can only change yourself. So that's one of the places I think you have to start. And as you change, then I recognize that relationships change. And I think that you can find a lot of positive. And I would challenge the listeners to take a week, as I started out at the beginning of this segment here, take a week and do what I suggested. Talk positively, act nicely, act kindly, do kind things for your spouse, do things that bring positive results. And then take another week and just, you know, be more quiet and just kind of see where things go. And then I think, you know, we can begin to learn from that and to grow from that. Mm-hmm. And I think Joe might have one more comment.
Yeah, actually, you know, one discipline we learned as a family, and I know Kathleen was very good at this, and that is we write out scripture verses on a little post-it note or something. And it might be wise for this couple to, you know, as they're praying during dinner or whatever, but to memorize Ephesians 4:29, which says, let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear it. And that would just be like the scripture verse of the month or the week or whatever. But I think they need to start meditating. They need to get off this treadmill of being sarcastic. It's a habit they got themselves into, and they just need to get off that treadmill and start talking nicely to one another.
Yeah.
Great advice again this week. Go ahead.
I'm just going to say, as we talk nicely to each other, you know, the idea is, too, that we will be kinder in our actions to each other also.
Yeah, amen to that. Again, Joe and Cindy Farini join us each week this half hour for their My Marriage Matters segment, giving us wonderful advice on enhancing our marriages. Cindy, if folks want to connect to you, how do they do it?
Well, we would love to have them come to My Marriage Matters on Facebook. We are so excited that we did a conference this weekend in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and we hit over 3,000 friends on our My Marriage Matters. So Monday through Friday, those 3,000 people will get just a little idea, thought, something coming to them through My Marriage Matters. So there or through our website, joefarini.com or cindyfarini.com.
Great.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a good day.